There's a bit of Hogwarts magic happening at a Bloomington elementary school. The school has turned to an innovative house system to build a sense of community between students in one of the most diverse schools in Bloomington Normal. WGLT's Ryan Denham has the story.
On paper, Marcus Brown is a fifth grader at Irving Elementary School in West Bloomington, but he has another title that's way cooler, leader of the Black House of Altruismo, the House of Givers. Like something out of Harry Potter, Marcus's school is the first in Bloomington Normal to fully adopt a house system. Students are assigned to one of four houses, each with their own color and traits, and stay there until they leave the school. The students compete throughout the year to earn points for their house by going above and beyond the everyday expectations of an Irving student.
Everyone works together as a team, so we all try to work together to get house points, and then if we win, we feel proud of ourselves because we put a bunch of effort into getting these house points. We're not supposed to brag about it, but we just like to celebrate.
The house system was created at Ron Clark Academy in Atlanta, a national leader in education. A couple years ago, Irving teacher Tom Hopper visited Ron Clark for some professional development, decided to try out the houses in his second grade classroom. It was a hit, and new principal Messina Lambert expanded it school-wide for the 2018-19 school year. Lambert says it's created a great culture at Irving, which has a lot of low-income students and those enrolling or leaving mid-year. Lambert says kids form quicker connections. They root for each other and are motivated to go the extra mile to earn points.
There has been just such pride in Irving as this is what we do. We do a house system. We're really proud to be the only school that's doing it school-wide. Though we're not selfish. We would love to see other schools do it school-wide as well, because the benefits of the kids is amazing.
There are four houses at Irving: Black House of Altruismo, the Red House of Amistad, Green House of Isabindi, and the Blue House of Revere. Irving's 360 students are assigned to their house randomly. Teachers and staff are in the houses too. Points are awarded at a teacher's discretion, like if a student is super respectful of a peer or does something extraordinary. Points are tallied four times a year when separate house parties are held and the school comes together in the gym to hear which house won. Lambert says that's huge for the kids. They love the house parties.
One of the tenets of having a house system is that we celebrate everybody all the time. So it's, even though there's competition involved, it doesn't matter whose house someone is in. If they earn a house point, we're happy. Everybody's celebrating them.
Lambert says Irving is a great fit for the house system, in part because of its diverse student body. Around 80% of students come from low-income families. It's among the highest for any school in Bloomington Normal. More than that, Irving's high student mobility rate is 18%. That means more students are coming into the school mid-year than in other buildings. Lambert is now in her second year as principal. She says one of her goals was to make sure those new students felt part of something as soon as they arrived at Irving.
It can take time to develop friendships and to get to know the ins and outs of school that you have not attended before. Rules can be a little bit different, expectations, and, you know, small things to big things. But I wanted those kids to belong and to have that collective feeling of belonging really fast.
Tom Hopper, that second grade teacher who piloted the house system in his classroom, said the benefits became clear quickly. Students recognized they were part of something bigger than themselves. The shared responsibility of the points system was a great motivator.
All of a sudden we had these kids who maybe wouldn't necessarily be the ones who would work together before, but they had formed very quickly. They'd formed this kind of family right inside the classroom. Four or five kids where the only real thing that they had in common was the house that they were in.
Hopper says the competition is fun, and there are scoreboards in the hallway. It's good-natured, even if there is occasionally some trash-talking.
Never once, even in that first year all the way up through now, never once has any student asked me, what are we going to win? They've never said, what are we competing for? What are we going to win? It's never that. It's a sense of pride. It's a sense of accomplishment, that they went out and did their best.
Irving is only midway through its second year of the house system. Erin Knuth has taught at Irving for 13 years, so she remembers what it was like before Altruismo, Amistad, Isabindi, and Revere. Knuth teaches fifth grade, says she loves it.
You had your fifth grade, fourth grade, third grade. Everybody was kind of separate. Now, yes, you're in a different grade level, but you're still working together. You have fifth graders working with first graders because they're in the same house. So it's that cohesiveness, it's that teamwork. Even though you're in a different grade level, we still are a community because we are still in the same house. I think that we were missing that aspect of it.
First grade teacher Joy Searby says her students have totally bought in. Searby's a big Harry Potter fan, but like Knuth, she was a little skeptical when Lambert first proposed expanding the house system school-wide. It sounded like a big undertaking.
But it was a lot easier once we started actually talking about it and seeing how practical it was. It was a lot easier to implement. It's not changing anything that we already do. It's just giving an additional way for positive reinforcement, which is easy.
Irving is still adding new elements to the house system. This year, it rolled out house leaders with extra responsibilities for Irving's older students. Irving is also working to incorporate student council into the houses, adding a representative component to the system. Fifth grader Aaliyah is a leader for the Red House of Amistad. She calls the job a privilege.
We help little kids, like if they're jumping around, we help them calm down, and we help with the dances, and we help with the cheers, and we stand out. We stand up in the crowd and we cheer our house on. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what place they're on, we clap for everybody.
In a world full of labels, the students at Irving are proving you can take pride in your identity, who you are, and still root for others. Good lesson for the rest of us. I'm Ryan Denham.
Principal Lambert says the school also raises money to support the program to pay for color-coded house shirts for every student.